I think truly down in the depths of our heart, we're all still kids. And like any kid, we probably still collect things. I don't know what you collect at this point in time in your life. As an adult, someone who's getting close to 60, I still collect things. Some are probably kind of foolish, some are expensive. But today, did you realize that you still collect things that you started collecting when you were just a kid? And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Ekman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Also, we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Hey, today, let's just jump into it right head first. What did you collect as a kid? Was it comic books? Maybe it was something like beer cans. When I was a kid, a bunch of people collected beer cans. I mean, in the thousands. Ridiculous. Anyway, I collected important things, like matchbooks. And I mean literally hundreds and hundreds of matchbooks. And I collected wine bottles. Yeah, I was that kind of kid. Weird. And now today, I still collect things. I collect knives, guitars, guns. But I still collect things that I try to give away, things I collected as a kid, but now I try to give those things away that I collected as a kid. Yes, I gave away my wine bottles, I gave away my matchbooks. Well, no, I still have my matchbooks, actually. But there are some things that I collected as a kid that still to this day I'm trying to get rid of. And what is that? Well, look, every kid, including yourself, collects words and experiences. Maybe you were that kid who grew up in a bad family, but here's the deal. You lived in a household, there was stress, there was turmoil, there were words spoken. But more than that, you took that stress and that turmoil to school every day, from kindergarten through high school. And you constantly heard that, well, you're a bad kid, you're disruptive, you're a dumb kid, you're talkative. The truth was, is you were just acting out what you had every day going on in your life at home, but you collected those things. You collected those things that were spoken over you. And then you begin to not only collect them, you begin to live them. And on top of that, you at your own house begin to collect words and experiences. Let's say you go and you tell your mom or your dad about someone who hurt you. And they tell you, look, just suck it up. It just happens. You know, life happens. Just don't make a big deal out of it. And so now you've collected unforgiveness and denial. And throughout your life, you just continued to collect these experiences. You collect these words, these things that were spoken over you, and they become your behaviors. And what are you going to do? Well, there's a lot of people who go out their whole life. They continue to collect. They have a massive, amazing collection, much greater than that 2,000 beer can collection that one of my neighborhood kids had. Much greater than collecting the hundreds, maybe even thousands of matchbooks that I collected. You've collected all these things, but now you live them. Now you live what you've collected, and it's time to get rid of it. See, you now not only live them, you believe them. And you believe them about yourself, and that is why you live them. You're not just copying those experiences. You're living them because you believe those experiences. You know, that's why in Romans chapter 12, Paul says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So, you know, like oil in a car, you have to change it every 3,000 miles or 6,000 miles, whatever it is now. I don't know. I just look at the sticker on my window and I obey. But the point is, you don't change the oil on your car once. It's ongoing. And transforming your mind isn't something that you just do once. It's ongoing. You should be looking to Scripture, reading, praying, asking God to reveal to you daily the things that you collected as a kid, as a child, maybe even now as adult, those words, those experiences that you went through, that you've collected, that you now believe and act according. And here's the thing, you have to ask God to reveal it to you because you might not see it all. That's what transformation is. It's just not a quick change of heart or mind. It's slowly. You're able to test and approve what God's will is. You're able to test and approve what words, what voices you believe in about your life. See, the thing you need to understand about this scripture is it says that when you are conformed, it's to a pattern in this world. There's a pattern to being conformed in the world. It starts with a slight or an indifference or a hurt. It starts with maybe a small unforgiveness. And then that pattern, as small as it is, it continues to grow. And that pattern then becomes a mindset. And that mindset then becomes action. The action then becomes a lifestyle. And then that lifestyle is how you choose to live, because you never stop to be transformed. You never stop to say, God, show me the things that have been spoken over me. Show me the experiences that I've had that I need to renounce according to your word and say, I'm no longer going to live by that. I'm no longer going to believe that. I'm no longer going to allow those things spoken over me or things that I've experienced that I've now held on to control my body, to control my actions. So instead, I renew my mind. What does God's word say you are? What does God's word say who you are? What does God's word say you're capable of? When you begin to look at God's word and renew your mind, like changing the oil in your car again and again and again, it not only transforms your life, but think of it, it transforms your future. I run into a lot of people all the time who, yeah, today's a bad day, but they actually mourn and upset about their future. They're worried about their future. But when you transform your mind, you also transform your future. Thus, we stop collecting things from the past, and we start collecting in faith the things we will achieve and acclaim in faith in the future. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.